to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Welcome to the show. It's Monday again. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question, a brand new biblical question, is a doozy. Really. And it's only for those who want to overcome their own hell. Hell meaning thoughts and emotions and envy and jealousy and strife and worry, anxiety, insecurity, shyness, fear, suicidal thoughts, whatever. It's only for those who want to overcome, all right? They're not for everybody, and I'm fine with that. Most human beings of all races love their misery, really. It's interesting to see that and know that, too, that most people love their misery. And you can tell because most people are unwilling to let it go. And if you tell them, point the way to how to overcome, they'll get mad at you. Jesus was angry. They're arguing about. Isn't that amazing? But anyway, so the biblical question are for those who want to come out of your prison of hell, because your hell is in you. It ain't out there. It's in you. It's out there inside of other people. They have their own hell. And then you tend to make their hell your hell. What the hell? So, brand new biblical question. Which do you prefer, anger or understanding? You can't have both. You cannot have both. Which do you prefer, anger or understanding? You cannot have both. Isn't that amazing? That question, if this doesn't make you want to wake up and smell the coffee, the Punchy's coffee, I don't know what will. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And you can, if you're busy running around and you just can't sit and watch it, so you podcast the show, you can podcast the show. But you can be listening to it while it is happening, no matter where you are and what you're doing. Whether you're a suicide bomber, allegedly blowing up infertility clinics, or whether you're a bunch of black guys breaking out of a prison in Louisiana or jail or whatever, whether you are protesting for and against whatever your cause is, whatever you're doing, or just plain old working out and making breakfast, meaning no harm, you can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right, Bond JLP Cash App. You put it up already? Oh, okay. Thank you. I was looking elsewhere. It's Monday. And rainy days and Mondays always lift me up. Lift me up. And it's not only is it rainy days and Mondays, it's female Monday. We take all calls, but we take the ladies' calls as they come in because we love the ladies.
Just shut up and step up.
That's right. And every Monday is female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
You're welcome. Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
That's right. I want to get to your super chats and all kind of stuff. And yesterday's fellowship, off the chain. I don't know what to tell you. And if you want a little bit to overcome your misery, because all of your misery, all of your hell is in you. You think it's out there and you're feeling it out there. No, you're feeling it in you. It's not out there. It's out there, but it's inside of other human beings. And human beings, because they're miserable and they love their oneness with evil, they love to inflict it upon others, that's for sure, because they get a false sense of life from it. But if you're in charge of your own world, they can inflict it upon you. They would try or they would think that they are, but you would know that it's not. If you're in control of your own world, 99.999% of the people are not. Even those who say that they are, they're not. They are being affected by someone else. Whether they admit it or not, you can just see it in them. But you understand. You don't hold it against them, you understand. So, yesterday's fellowship, Bond Fellowship, rebuildingaman.com/church, rebuildingaman.com/church, was just mind-blowing. Mind-blowing. And only a few around the world. And people come to the fellowships from around the world. Really. That's amazing. But yesterday, check it out. For those who want to overcome your misery, you do not have to stay in your mental and emotion condition. And anyone who protect thoughts, psychological thoughts and emotions are evil. Really, don't trust them. They will destroy you. They will turn on you. They will hurt. They can't help it. It's in their nature. But you can overcome. So check out yesterday's fellowship, all right? Amazing. And I want you to know our battle is a spiritual battle. It's not physical at all. And once you really, really pay attention to you, if you can do a daily check on yourself, I would say an hourly check, but some of you won't even do a weekly check. But let's say you have the fortitude to do a daily check on yourself. You're going to be amazed at what you find. I recommend you do that. At the end of the day, check yourself. What were my thoughts today? How did I feel? What did I react to? How did I overreact or underreact or feel good about or feel bad? Just kind of gradually check you out. And don't blame anybody else. You'll be surprised at what you will find. You got to work on yourself. It's like building a house. You got to work on that house daily until you get it done. And you will finish it if you do it. I saw this true story, according to the report, of a young boy. He was born into what you would think, looking from outside to the inside of the family, you would think that it was an amazing family. They had a father and a mother. He had two other sisters, I believe, maybe three, but two other sisters and one boy in the family. They had to be a white family, and they grew up in a nice out on the countryside. They grew up on a farm. And the kids was all happy growing up. The boy, because only one boy, he played in sports and baseball and soccer and all kind of stuff. Growing up just happy. And then when he started school, everybody just thought he was a nice kid. The girl did girl stuff. And then something happened to the boy. Around 8 years old, so the boy claimed, because he was interviewed in prison. Around 8 years old, he started getting thoughts. And he became aware of those thoughts at 8, but he didn't know what to do with them because he thought they were his own. Yet he knew there was something wrong with it because those thoughts had caused him to act out. He had began to act out, getting mad at school. And what really got to him at school, though he had it made at home, playing sports and all that, he was like a loner. And the kids started to tease him. And he already had these thoughts about hurting people, right? Even hurting his family at 8 years old. And the family noticed something different about him, but they didn't know what to do about it. I never hear that the father tried to do anything, but the mother and the sister tried to do something about it. And the boy was teased at school. But when you see him, he looked like a normal kid. And then he started to act out with his family, his sister and his mother and others. He would get irritated really fast as he got older. And they didn't understand what was wrong. And the sisters loved their brother because he was the only brother they had. And they loved him. They loved playing around, hanging out, whatever, right? But he would become irritated at them. And no one knew what to do. And they knew there was a problem, but they didn't know what or how to solve it. And then one day, they were asking, "What's wrong? What's wrong with you? Why are you so angry? Why?" And the boy said to them, "I'm evil." But he looked normal. But they didn't understand what he meant by he was evil. What's up? They didn't believe it. They didn't know what that meant. And long story short, at the age of 20-something, young 20s, early 20s, the boy ended up going into their home after school one day or work or something. After school, I believe. And he got a gun, and he killed his young sister, shot her in the head, and went into the bedroom and shot and killed his mother. He shot his mother in the head 3 times. And then he shot his sister in the head. She fell down the stairs, but she wasn't dead. And so his sister couldn't believe it. And so she started running, trying to make it to the door to exit the home, leave the house. He caught her and shot her 2 more times in the head and killed her. And he said, "I'm evil. I just don't know how I'm evil." And he started getting these thoughts about killing his parent. When he was younger, he did the killing in the early 20s, but when he was younger, he had these thoughts about killing his entire family, the father, the mother, and the sisters. But he was only able to kill the mother and one of the sisters. But when he was in prison being interviewed, he said that he had the thoughts of killing them all. And the interviewer, well, why did you want to do it? He said, I don't know. It just became like an exciting thrill to me. It just something wanted me to do it. It just seemed like I couldn't help myself. It kept telling me all my life to do it. It even, according to the boy, it even told him that he should shoot up the school. But he didn't go that route, so it told him to kill his parents. Isn't that amazing? That spirit is in every human being. Every human being. That same spirit that drove that boy to do that and start messing with his mind at 8 years old. Because we look at him, look like he had a normal family. But that spirit spoke to him at eight. That same spirit is in every human being. And when Christ said you must be born again, he's talking about that. You must overcome that spirit, evil, that made a home in you, in your heart, your mind, and your emotions. You must be born again. Otherwise, life on earth would just be hell for you all of your life. And it wouldn't matter how much you got, married, money, your so-called friends who like you or don't like you, who come in and out of your life, how many jobs you had, how many degrees you had, no matter preacher, prophet, assistant, whatever they call themselves, and degree, doctor, lawyer, Indian chief. It doesn't matter. It's the spirit that made a home in you. And it does control you. Now, you think you're in control because you don't want to admit you're not. But it makes you think and do what it wants you to do. It makes you feel whatever it wants you to feel. And you call it you. But I was like captivated by that story because I do lots of counseling Monday through Friday. Well, Monday through Thursday. I don't counsel on Friday. With people around the world by phone, Skype, well, not Skype anymore, but whatever, and walk in. And they all have the same problems. And they all try to solve their problem with the same methods, and it doesn't work. It's interesting how evil makes you think and do the same thing, and then they tell you how to solve the problem in the same way, and it doesn't work. You must be born again, folks, meaning you need a brand new heart. Your heart is with you. Say it's your vices, but you clean the heart up, the vices will disappear. Your whole nature will change. All of us have to need a brand new heart. You must be born again. And only a few men and women are willing to admit that they are evil. I asked someone this, like I'm really close to somebody in the family, in my family. And this person is a real, like, Christian up the yang yang Christian. And they know the Bible, they can quote the scripture and everything. So I finally ask, I'm like, are you good or evil? And they're like, what? Are you good or evil? Well, I don't know. I know I try to do good. I don't know. I'm like, the Bible said we're all evil. There's no good in human beings. What do you think about that? Well, yeah, the Bible does say that. But they would not admit that they were evil. And they said, well, some people may think I'm evil. Some people may think I'm evil. It was interesting. But I want to, just put the word out there for those who want to overcome their misery. But for those who want to hold on to their thoughts and their feelings and you want to preserve, don't hurt my feeling kind of thing, it's not for you. You stay right where you are. You have a right to stay in your hell. Really. God's not going to interfere with it. I won't do it. It's up to you. There was a NBC. Isn't that an amazing story, the young kid? He's 20-something in prison now. And his sister, his surviving sister, and his father said that they forgive him. They're not going to hold that against him because they know something changed in him. Something happened. They don't quite understand it. Even though the boys keep, even in prison, he's telling them that he's evil. And they don't understand how evil works. But they know that something changed in him, and they're not going to hold it against him or him. Isn't that amazing? They forgive him. The NBC News has reported that some of you may have heard about this anti-pro-life car bombing. NBC News reported the car bombing outside of a California fertility clinic that killed one person and injured four other appears to have been driven by an anti-natalist ideology. I had never heard that before until this morning that I'm aware. An anti-natalist ideology. Watch it from NBC News.
A calculated act of terror shaking the community of Palm Springs, California.
This was a targeted attack against the IVF facility. Make no mistake, we are treating this as an intentional act of terrorism.
The target, fertility clinic, American Reproductive Centers.
I heard this just huge boom.
A car bomb exploding around 11 in the morning on Saturday, destroying part of the clinic, injuring four, and sending debris flying several hundred feet away in every direction.
There's metal everywhere.
The suspect, 25-year-old Guy Barkas from 29 Palms, a desert community an hour away. Authorities say he was killed in the blast, and two senior law enforcement officials briefed on the incident, telling NBC he was driven by an anti-natalist ideology, a belief that no one should have children.
We are tracking a possible manifesto out there, and it's part of our ongoing investigation.
Amazing, huh? I had never heard of anti-natalist ideology, which means that these people don't want anyone to be born. When I saw the kid right now, it reminded me of the true story I saw the other day. It looked just like the same kid, to be honest, but it wasn't. But it's the same spirit. Something drove him to do that from within. Really. One day, out of nowhere, walking down the road or sleeping or eating, something spoke to him, and he didn't understand it. And no one was able to tell him how to overcome it. I don't know about this kid, but I'm telling you, the spirit, the same spirit that caused him to do that, it's the same spirit that caused you to be angry at yourself and others, to be lonely, to kill, to rob. But I had never heard of anti-natalists. The man attempted to, according to NBC News, the man attempted to live stream the explosion. And now the community is on edge. I don't know why the guy did that. What's this?
The FBI this weekend searching the suspect's home with a bomb tactical team, saying he appears to have attempted to live stream the blast. Now a community on edge.
Are you scared?
Yes, I am. I'm still nervous. We're still a little bit, you know, shaken up and jittery.
Despite the fear, the clinic confirming the lab where the eggs, embryos, and reproductive materials are stored was unharmed.
This is really important for us to make sure that buildings like this are safe and that the people who depend on that to have families, it's so critical.
Amazing, huh? You heard of that before? Anti-natalist ideology.
I had.
You had heard of it?
Yep.
How did you hear about that?
I'm on the internet a little bit.
Oh.
I know some Zoomers and stuff. Not that I know anybody personally, but on Reddit, there's this whole antinatalism thing.
Really?
And I think in the guy's suicide note, I heard that he named some of these Reddit communities. Reddit is a It's a social media website.
And they talk, and antinatalist people talk to each other?
Uh-huh.
They talk to each other?
Yeah.
And what do they say?
I don't know. I'll have to explore.
Is this something new?
I mean, it's probably been around, but, you know, on the internet, stuff flourishes. Flat Earth stuff flourishes. All kinds of different people build all kinds of different communities. Incels, they get together and talk. Incels, involuntary celibates. So there's all kinds of different
The antinatalist guy, are they the same as the anti-abortion people that don't want children to be born?
You mean pro-abortion?
I mean pro-abortion people that don't. You know how pro-abortion people don't want children to be born either. Am I right?
Kind of.
I'm kind of right. They do want them to be born, and they don't.
Right.
What does that mean?
They want to be able to be selective about it.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So the antinatalist people don't want any children to be born.
Well, they tend not to. They tend to feel that, I think, that they regret having been born.
Oh, the people that are antinatalist people don't wish. They wish they had not been born.
I think so. That's the sense that I get.
Why?
Because they didn't get asked if they wanted to be alive in this suffering life.
You're not supposed to be asked.
I agree with you.
But how are you going to be asked? What does that mean?
They believe in this dumb thing called consent.
But how can you consent when you're just a sperm?
Exactly.
You have to have consent in sperms.
It makes no sense.
That is crazy. I've not heard of that.
Mm-hmm. Because they think life is suffering, and so it's cruel and immoral to bring life into the world, especially human life.
And so they wish they had not been born.
Oftentimes, so they think, of course.
And so do they plan on blowing up clinics?
They're not for terrorism and stuff, or at least the normal, decent Reddit bro.
But how do they plan to stop people from being born?
It's philosophical. I don't know. They don't necessarily try to make other people not have babies.
How did this kind of thinking come about? I mean, I kind of know how the thought of it came about. But how do you organize like this?
You can organize around anything. It's terrible.
Wow. I've not heard that before, really. I'm black and slow, and you see why. Some people believe there are too many people.
Oh, yeah. There's people who think that there's...
That's what Nick is telling me.
Yeah. They think the world is overpopulated.
But the world is not, because you ride on an airplane, you look down, you see a whole lot of flat, empty land.
Mm-hmm.
It's not overpopulated, folks. There's a whole lot of space out there.
It's just the suckers who live in the cities.
It's just everybody... Right. I'm about to say, it's just everybody in the city. It feels crowded. But go out. Spread out.
They want to crowd us together.
Huh?
I said they want to crowd us together.
Derek said, my producer said, flat, empty land. What does that mean?
Because he thinks that the world is flat.
Oh, so he thinks the land is flat?
Mm-hmm.
But I see mountains and hills and flat and everything, Derek.
Nice.
From the plane. When I come back for your phone call, this is so amazing, and your super chat. This is amazing to me. I had never heard of these people. Let me take a quick break. Back in a moment.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You've absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and in doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening. I started just being more at peace, and I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father. And it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed. And I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God love us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better. A spiritual battle, 888-775-3773. Quick announcement. Check out Punch's Coffee and merch. Amazing. We really have amazing merch. And all kind of merch. Sometimes I'm wearing different merch around, and people are like, you always have on amazing merch, Jesse. The American Tar Baby. The amazing Tar Baby. Tarming like a mug. When she cries, she lies. A man with anger is a murderer. All kinds of stuff. Your mama, when your daddy left, he didn't leave you. He left your mama. All kinds of stuff. And then, to top it off, Punch's Coffee. Good. And every dime goes back. You know how I ask you guys to donate and help us? And you, most of you are happy that I reminded you to donate. Some of you do it without having to be told to do it. Every dime goes back to the organization to make all this happen that you see happening now, right? Pay bills, payroll, everything. Go to rebuildingaman.com/donate. RebuildingAMan.com/store or JesseLeePeterson.shop. All right? An amazing episode at 2 o'clock today of Punches TV. You don't want to miss this one. Watch this.
This guy on the internet is going viral. 5 years on Tinder and swiped right 2 million times and got one date.
Poor guy.
And one no spark.
And one no spark. The whole online dating world is like geared for the woman.
So man, this is advice for the men. If you're gonna be on these sites, the only way to get attention is if...
I've heard of this guy in South Africa who said...
We've not called for the killing of white people, at least for now. I can't guarantee the future.
Because they want a systematic change.
But what is his defense?
Revenge.
Punch's TV today at 2 p.m. You don't want to miss it, all right? Amazing. And lots of cameos. I've been doing cameos like 90 going north. People love them. Shout outs. Birthday shout-outs, weddings, anniversary, congratulations, all kind of shout-out. Somebody wanted me to do a shout. They wanted to get revenge on someone else. And they wanted me to do a shout-out for them. I'm like, what the? So all kinds of shout-outs. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. I do it myself, all right, for you. Let me go to, is it Gail out of Pennsylvania? Gail, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome.
I want to first talk about the biblical question that you said.
Which do you prefer, anger or understanding? You can't have, you cannot have both.
I have understanding.
You prefer understanding over anger?
Yes.
And the reason?
I have to go biblical. I have to go higher than what I've been taught. Okay. I go to the Word. I'm started back reading the Word of God and starting in Genesis. And what I find out is that the things that are being done today in our society was the same things that was done back in biblical times, back in Genesis. When you read the stories of the people in the Bible, they did the same thing. Abraham lied. Cain killed Abel. And it went on and on and on. So my thing is now I quit trying to figure out people. I just say, okay, because I understand that when God said man is evil, he won't change. God said that in Genesis. He said it twice in Genesis, that men's hearts are evil from the beginning. So I had to understand that and move on. So now I can say, hey, I understand it.
Right on.
And that's not, excuse me?
Finish your point.
My point is that I no longer have the mindset of just condemning people because of their actions, because the Word says, God's Word says, they're evil.
Absolutely. The exact same thing, the Old Testament is happening on earth right now. It's exact same thing that happened in the Old Testament is happening right now on earth. Human beings are doing exactly what the Old Testament did. The beauty is there's a New Testament, and that new world, that new reality, that New Testament is inside of us. The kingdom of heaven within and above. That's why God said that we have to live within if we want to be free. There is a way out, but if you live without, you're going to only live the Old Testament. There's no way out. But you got to forgive so you can enter into the kingdom of heaven within and you will have an amazing life. But if you don't, you're just going to be experiencing the Old Testament over and over again.
Okay.
Amazing, huh?
It is. Really is.
I appreciate you responding to the biblical question, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Okay. I haven't watched your service yesterday. I didn't get a chance to watch it, so I'll watch that later.
Right on. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. You're going to love it, Gail. It was amazing.
Okay.
Thank you, Gail.
All right. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
You have a blessed day.
You too. Thank you. Amazing. Let me go to Karen, a first-time caller out of Wisconsin. Karen, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome.
So I just made the comment that I don't necessarily know if all thoughts are all evil all the time, like 100%, but I would say the majority, like, I don't know, 97%. But I wanted to tell you how much that has helped me, really helped me a lot, probably for the past at least month, maybe longer, just with especially being the mother of adult children, you know, and then just not letting my brain ruminate, you know, on stupid negative things. So I always remember that you say all thoughts are all evil all the time, and I agree for the most part. So then I just take every thought captive to the, I take every thought captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ. And I just really try to just not think about stuff. I just start like doing housework or practical things to overcome it. And it really, really, I just really appreciate that you have shared that and helped people to understand that, because I really think it's huge and powerful.
Do you, so you, that's amazing. You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. But what I want to recommend is, like, when those thoughts come, the way you captivate them, what do you call that? Bring every thought into captivity. Mm-hmm. You become aware of them. Don't run away from them. Don't deny them. Don't get busy to escape the thoughts. You'll be aware of them even while you're doing your practical work around the house or whatever you're doing, going to the market. You want to be aware of them. And when you're aware of them, then you're bringing them into captivity. And it's not you that's bringing them in, but it's the light of God, the Spirit of truth working on your behalf. It will destroy them because you're like seeing and admitting, I can't do anything about this. I see them, but I can't do anything about them. And they're not my thoughts, and I can't do anything about them. And they will be taken away. But you got to let the light of God take them away.
Right. Thank you. That's I think, you know, like when I say that, I'll say the verse, I take every thought captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ. And then, like, I'll pray, too. I shouldn't say I just would get busy. I would get busy, too, but I will pray. And sometimes it's harder than other times, like, especially at night when you're tired. That's when I feel like it's a spiritual warfare, you know. And then, like, in the morning, it says that, I feel his mercies are new every morning. I don't really have a problem, praise God, in the morning. It's more at night. And then I feel really bad for people who struggle with it so much more in the morning, because it would be such a bummer to start your day that way. You know what I mean?
It is a bummer. The moment you open your eyes, Satan is already working on your mind, stabbing you with thoughts and emotions. That is a bummer. But just be aware of it, because I promise you, it's not happening to you. It's in the mind and in emotions. You're not your emotions. You're not your thoughts. You're not your body. It's not happening to you. So do you do the silent prayer or you do wordy prayers?
I haven't really done the silent prayer.
Okay.
Much. I mostly, I know what you're saying. Like, so the silent prayer is more listening to what God has to say to you. Is that right?
Yeah. The silent prayer is letting go completely and just become aware. Live a life of awareness, meaning that you want to be aware of those thoughts and those feelings. You want to stay present, and because that's where the truth is. The truth is always present. The truth is never in time. It's always present. But if you, in your head, you're thinking about the past or the future, that's where evil dwells. God is not a part of that.
I see.
So the silent prayer calls you to relax, become aware, and let go. But you can do both. Do your little hooping and hollering and begging. And then when you when you're done, be still for a few minutes and know God, and you'll see which way you want to go.
Okay.
Have you forgiven your mother?
Yes, I have.
You went to her?
Well, she passed away, but I've forgiven both my parents.
Right on.
Yeah, I mean, I was very blessed to have a really balanced, godly mother, but she wasn't perfect, you know.
A balanced, godly mother is a mess.
Well, you know, I know she wasn't perfect. I know nobody is. But,
she was a mess, all in the name.
I miss her so much. You know, she would have been 102 now.
Wow.
She died at 96.
Right on.
She died.
In the good old days, that's how the people do it. They died in old age.
Yep, that's what happened to her.
Did you apologize to your children for screwing them up?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Quite a few times.
You don't have to keep doing it. And once you hey, kid, I screwed you up. I'm sorry. I couldn't help myself. I turned you away from your father. Okay. I was wrong. But you don't need to keep doing it once you have done it, all right?
Okay.
Because the kids don't want to hear it every time. They don't want to hear it every time they see mama. So what now?
I said, could you tell them that?
Yeah.
No, there's just one in particular, but keeps bringing stuff up. But I, he knows I've apologized.
Yes,
I don't know.
Your son keep bringing it up.
Well, a little bit, but I.
How old
I'm
is
not
he?
Sure. He is 32.
And is he still living with you?
Well, he was married, and he is divorced, and so he came back home to kind of heal. He didn't want to get the divorce. So, and I also think he might be a little bit on the autism spectrum. So I don't know if that makes a difference, because he's like, tries to be 100% correct about everything. And so then, like, sometimes he wonders why I ever made any mistake. Raising them.
He wondered why you made mistake with him, raising him?
Yeah.
And how do you deal with all that?
Well, I've apologized, and I try to explain to him that I understand what I did wrong. And, but that's all I can do is try to do the best I can now. And, I think he's getting better. He's getting better at it, but I think he might be a little bit on the autism spectrum. So then they get to be they can't help themselves. They tend to be very black and white, kind of. They want 100% correct answers for things. I don't know if that makes sense, but
yeah, I know guys like that.
Yeah. So.
And are you patient with him?
Much more now, I'll tell you. I feel really terrible about how impatient I was, but I'm much better, way better, like unbelievable. It's worked though for me to shut my mouth.
Right. I'm going to tell you from this point forward, never argue with him about anything. If you come up like, oh, when I was growing up, you gave me too much Kool-Aid all the time, and I didn't want Kool-Aid. And don't argue with him about it, because you've already apologized. And so be patient. And if he hurt your feelings, he's not hurting you. He's hurting your ego. And you're not your ego, right? And so,
right.
But don't argue with him. Be patient and see what happens.
Okay. Hey, Jesse, real quick. Have you heard of Wes Huff? His name is Wes Huff. He's a Christian apologist. He was on like Joe Rogan and Pierce Morgan and stuff like that. I would just love it if you could interview him. That'd be so great.
What's a Christian apologist?
Actually, I shouldn't say that. He's a historian. He's a Christian historian. He knows all about like ancient texts and stuff.
Oh, okay. But send that to my producer at jesseleepeterson.com, and he'll check it out, all right?
Okay.
So an apologist argue in favor of Christianity with atheists,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right. But I shouldn't say that he really is that, because technically he's a historian.
Okay.
Christian historian. Yeah, but he's like 34 years old, and he's really, yeah, I think you would really like him.
I have my producer look into it. Let me ask this, then I got to run. Where is your son's father?
At home with us.
Is he dealing with your son?
Yep.
Oh, good.
He's trying.
Yeah, you stay out of the way and let him deal with him.
Okay.
And then...
Deal.
and don't feel guilty about anything that you have done, because it wasn't you that did that. It's enough to see that you're wrong, but it wasn't you, all right?
Really?
No.
I mean, I feel like it was the like, you know, where it says that the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And we sin. We're sinners. That's why we're in a fallen state, right?
What's your sin?
I had a lot of sins, or I still sin.
But you only have one sin.
What do you mean, like thinking that I'm all it, like evil?
No,
or something?
Your sin was the evil of your heart when you had anger toward your parents. When you became angry, you became evil. And when you became evil, you started playing God by judging yourself and other people and thinking you know what you want for yourself and having thoughts and emotions. You play God, and playing God is to sin. Anyone that makes decisions, anyone that judges themselves and others are playing God, and that's to sin. But when you realize you're wrong for being angry, which is evil, God will clear your heart, and then all your vices will disappear. You have all those vices because you had a wicked heart.
Yeah.
And you were separated from God.
Yep.
One last thing. Have you apologized to your husband for turning his children against him?
Yes.
You told him?
Yes.
Nice. Well, do your little hoop and a holler prayer, and do the silent prayer. And I'm telling you, if you stay with it, you haven't seen anything. It's only get better, all right?
Okay, thank you so much, Jesse.
Let me know how it goes.
All right, I really appreciate the good word.
Right on. Stay with it now.
Okay.
Bye. Super chat!
Super chat!
Super chat.
Chris on Friday said, blacks always fall into the black thing. We don't want that.
It's time out for the black thing, to be honest. Really, it's just time out for it. Enough is enough. Thank you.
Lin Yen Shin, Prince of Prance, hypocrisy is a nonsense term, just like racism, an effeminate delusion of attention on incorrect feedback loop, faking perception.
Amazing. Thank you.
Lin Yen Shin says, Prince of Prance, no priority is family, nationality, as their genetic compatibility with the host nation is vital fuel for the nation. As the POC breed fast.
Amazing. Thank you. James, apologist, is that a career or something? You get a degree in being an apologist?
No, it's
not. It's not a career?
So. Well, they do have apologetics.
What?
They have something called apologetics.
What does that mean?
You can take a class learning arguing how to argue on behalf of the faith.
So someone can teach you how to argue?
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you.
Nice. Don't be the Princess of Prance. Prioritize nation, says Lin Yen Shin.
Amazing. Thank you.
Water Bear, does Joelle ever watch the news? LOL.
Amazing. Thank you.
Steven from Rotterdam.
He does watch the news, though, by the way. Yeah. Sometimes. At least online. Okay.
You know what? We have to read the rest later, guys. Have a non-pithy coffee, and we'll get to all of it.
And let me take a quick break. Two more hours to go. When I come back, your phone calls and super chats and whatever. Back in a moment. Hate news, not the fake news, coming up. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry, because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't wanna be angry. You wanna speak up, you wanna disagree with what's going on, it's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear, you won't have doubt, you won't have worries, you'll be able to see, but you gotta stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger, because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of Female Monday, May 19th, AD 2025. There is one line open. You can call in right now, even during hate news, not fake news. And JLP will be right back to your calls. And we'll get to your more of your super chats and more great stories. Call me, Nonsense Network, CNN reports. Good news, New Jersey. It appears that that transit strike may soon be over. Once again, have access, communist buzzword, to the nation's third largest commuter railroad. Negotiators, people want to go from New Jersey to New York all the time, right? Negotiators for New Jersey Transit and the so-called Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers and Trainmen reached it. That's a labor union, right? A union. Reached a tentative labor agreement over the weekend, and the engineers expected to be back at work today. However, the railroad will need one more day before resuming full operations. What a mess. Anyway, Crooked Joe Biden been diagnosed with an aggressive form of prostate cancer, one that has spread to his bones. I think they may have known about it for a long time, but they're just now announcing it. 82 years old, Biden is, and his family are reviewing treatment options with his medical team. In response to the news, well wishes came from across the political world. Quote, "We extend the best and warmest wishes to Jill and the family, and we wish Joe a fast and successful recovery." So said our greatest president, Donald J. Trump. He stated that on Truth Social. Former president, the worst in the history, Barack Hussein Obama, who tapped Biden as his then vice president to lead the White House task force aimed at curing cancer, he shared his thoughts on X. "Nobody has done more to find breakthrough treatments for cancer in all its forms than Joe. And I am certain he will fight this challenge with his trademark resolve and grace," unquote. Just a lion. Anyway, Russia and Ukraine mess. Our greatest president Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin expected to speak by phone today. Or will they be talking like this or like this about ending Russia's war in the Ukraine? Over the weekend, instead of ceasing hostilities, though, Russia battered Ukraine with its largest drone attack since the invasion began in 2023. Russia launched 273 drones in one night. Wow. And according to the Ukrainian Air Force, predominantly targeting the central Kiev region. More strikes hit overnight, killing at least two people and injuring 13 others, local authorities said early today. Quote, "I think Ukraine has done a lot to demonstrate they are interested in ending this war and ending it however it needs to be ended," unquote. So said U.S. Ambassador to NATO Matthew Whitaker. And he was talking to Fox News on Sunday. He also said Russia needs to show that they are serious about peace. What a mess, huh? Meanwhile, in America, a violent storm system cut the path of destruction through several states, at least a few, and left dozens dead over the weekend. Crazy tornadoes. At least 18 fatalities reported in Kentucky after a large, extremely dangerous tornado swept east. Quote, "I've now been governor for at least 14 federally declared disasters. 13 of them weather, and this one is the worst," so said Democrat Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear at a news conference. Quote, "It's one of the worst in terms of the loss of human life. It's one of the worst in terms of damage," unquote. Significant destruction reported in Grinnell, Kansas. Homes were just flattened. And roads blocked, vehicles overturned, houses and buildings in three counties. Also damaged or lost in storms that produced at least two tornadoes in Colorado. Residents of St. Louis, I think that's Missouri, right, experienced an EF3 tornado, which had winds of up to 152 miles an hour, at least stretching a mile wide at times. The twister traveled 8 miles, claimed 7 lives, 5,000 buildings damaged. I'm James Hake. We'll be right back.
had to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what's been wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. It's amazing. It's Monday. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. And my brand new biblical question. We dealt with last week's biblical question in fellowship yesterday, rebuildingaman.com/church. So check that out. Brand new biblical question for this week. Which do you prefer, anger or understanding? You cannot have both. Which do you prefer, anger or understanding? You cannot have both. Amazing, huh? If you're running around and you want to listen to the show as it is happening, you can do that, thank God. You can podcast all the shows, but you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP cash app. Bond JLP cash app. buymeacoffee.com/JesseLeePeterson. It's Monday. /JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. All right. It's Monday. And we take all calls. But Monday, we take the ladies' calls as they come in. Because Mondays is and will always be Female Monday. I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. So long. How long? Not long. It's a spiritual battle. Did y'all hear that Joe Biden has cancer? According to USA Today, former President Joe Biden has been diagnosed with an aggressive form of prostate cancer that has spread to the bone. Is it the bone? A spokesperson said in a statement on May 18th. Watch this from NBC News.
Tonight, prayers pouring in for former President Biden after his personal office today revealed that he has an aggressive form of prostate cancer. Mr. Biden's office said the diagnosis came Friday after he experienced what they're calling increasing urinary symptoms and that the cancer has spread to his bones.
Once the cancer has spread to the bones, it's no longer curable, but it's very treatable and very controllable.
According to the Biden team, his cancer is hormone sensitive.
That the patient would feel better, have better scans.
It's unclear where the former president will be treated or what kind of therapy he may get. Mr. Biden and his family are meeting with doctors and considering multiple treatment options, according to a source familiar with their thinking.
Amazing. I wish Biden well. These people have lied about Biden for so long, about so many things. I don't even know if that's true or not. Really, I don't even know if he has cancer. I don't know if they're using that as a way out to get him out of the picture. Isn't that weird? They've lied about everything concerning Biden. So, but I wish him well. But I don't know if they lied about the cancer. Grandpa, tell me about the good old day. Hey, it's weird. What's interesting to me that in the body, that your body can get diseases and then die you off like that. That's kind of odd. Does that seem odd?
It does seem odd.
That a body can get a cancer or headache or something. Does that seem weird, your body, that happens to your body?
Yep.
Is there a way for that body to stay healed forever and never get sick?
Probably.
How?
I don't know. Seems like if you live right, you'll live longer.
Live longer. I know that for a fact, that if you eat right, because I know the people that, you know, growing up, we ate from the cotton field.
Yeah.
We planted everything for the most part. And so people had no other choice but to eat from the earth. And as a result, they lived longer. And I noticed they didn't get sicker. They rarely got sick. I don't know anyone who died from a cancer in the good old days.
Interesting.
But it just seemed like they died from old age. And they lived longer. And that's why it seems so weird that the body, everybody, and they mama get sick now with some form of something.
It's terrible.
The image is ready. What image? Oh,
looks
Biden
like
just tweeted about his cancer. Oh, okay.
It seems like a tweet, yeah, from Biden.
What is that?
At least from his account says, cancer touches us all. Like so many of you, Jill and I have learned that we are strongest in the broken places. Thank you for lifting us up with love and support.
Biden wrote that or Gio wrote that?
I don't know. It says 4:31 a.m. May 19th.
I doubt that Biden wrote that. Maybe, but I doubt it. And a cat. Real men don't have cats. Real men have dogs if they got to have an animal. What the? One other quick thing. A bunch of black folks broke out of jail.
Scary.
In Louisiana.
That's wild.
I'm not surprised that this happened in Louisiana because they have a corrupt government in Louisiana. They have black people running in Louisiana. So I'm not surprised nothing is working in Louisiana. To the point that white people moved separated from the blacks. They got their own government, their own town, their own everything. But it's interesting to see all these black people breaking out of this jail. And they said, I don't know if it's true or not, so I don't know if it's true or not, but the person that was on watch, watching the blacks in the jail, he went to lunch. And went to lunch for a long time, but he came back, I'm tired. Nap.
Wow.
No, I don't know if he said I'm taking a nap. I'm joking about that. But he didn't check until the next day, so that they were gone for 8 hours.
Wow.
According to the report. Isn't that amazing?
That's crazy.
And y'all still want the blacks to run your country. When will the white people wake up?
I don't know.
ABC is reporting on a jailbreak there in New Orleans. An urgent manhunt is underway following a mass escape of 10 inmates from a New Orleans jail. Authorities say 3 have already been captured. Why this?
This morning, new images and details emerging from inside that New Orleans jail where 10 inmates dug their way out. Surveillance video showing two of the men rigorously pulling on a cell door that police say leads outside, then watches all 10 quickly run out of the building through a loading dock door and onto the interstate.
We think this was intentional. There is much more than meets the eye.
Authorities say the group took advantage of defective locks on their usual cells and making their way here, removing a bolted toilet from the wall to create their escape. Scrawled on the wall above, "We Innocent" and "Too Easy," with an arrow toward the hole where they escaped, out of view of the officer on duty. Authorities say they broke out around 1 a.m. early Friday morning, but officers didn't realize what happened until an official headcount took place at 8:30, more than 7 hours later. Police say at the time of the incident, there were no deputies at that unit, and the technician had stepped away to get food.
Run, nigga, rah, rah, run. Run, nigga, rah, rah.
All their graffiti was misspelled.
they're black. They don't know how to spell.
Too easy. Said, LOL. It said, "I'm innocent," and then someone scratched out "I'm" and wrote "we." So you have to imagine that moment right before they're leaving. Someone wrote, "I'm innocent," and they're like, "Nah, nah, nah. We innocent." They ran out.
Nigga Robert on the run. Amazing. And that lady said, "But I have to believe that this was intentional." What, she said they were playing, trying to drop me? Yeah, it was intentional, dummy.
I think she means that it was like maybe an inside job or something.
It's still intentional. They weren't playing.
No, I'm talking about the failure of the prison guards maybe or something.
It's still intentional. No, I'm saying. They got a black female as a police chief. Was she a police chief?
I didn't catch what she was.
But white people, black people can't run no country. First of all, you should not have a female police. And secondly, you definitely shouldn't have no female police chief. And black. All the R's are against you. Joel Friday. My people acting up again. They're on the run. Police are searching for 7 other suspects and offering a reward for information leading to their arrest. ABC News, watch this.
We know that they had help. We're showing you they had help. This was coordinated.
So far, 3 of the 10 escapees found hours later, one hiding beneath a car at a hotel in the French Quarter, and now a multi-agency manhunt intensifying for 7 more suspects, some facing murder charges, all considered armed and dangerous. As of right now, 3 employees have been placed on suspension, but we do know more than 200 men and women are aiding in this manhunt as it intensifies, including the U.S. Marshals and the FBI, who are now offering a $5,000 reward for any tips that lead to an arrest.
A friend of mine sent me a picture of all these black guys that have been accused of breaking out, and they all had black names. He's like, "Look, Jesse, they all have black names."
Do you think they're innocent?
Huh?
Do you think they're innocent?
Yeah, that's why they're running. They're running from the master. She was the sheriff, I'm told. Isn't that something? A sheriff. A female sheriff. Figure that one out.
Yeah.
So here's where they wrote that, Nick.
Oh, yeah. "I'm innocent," crossed out. "We innocent."
Too easy, nah. T-O.
And there's something they had time to write and everything. And y'all put these blacks in charge of your jails. Have you heard what's happening in South Africa? Have you not heard? It's happening in America now. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days, because South Africa is totally here now. Everything that's happened over there has happened over here. It's worse over there, but it's getting worse over here. What you're doing over there when we need you over here? Amazing. You sleepy, Hake?
No, I'm queasy.
What does that mean?
I'm feeling queasy.
You feel queasy? What does that mean?
Yeah, lightheaded.
Are you sick?
Is it the fragrance of this mandarin?
I don't know.
You feel lightheaded right now?
Yeah, a little sick.
Like you're going to pass out?
No, I would never pass out.
Why you stay home today then?
I didn't feel queasy until I got here.
That'll do it. Well, you want some castor oil?
I don't know if castor oil is good for that.
You want some turpentine?
What?
I feel like this would just make me throw up.
Turpentine?
Turpentine?
Mm-hmm.
That's for cleaning brushes, like paint brushes. It's not for ingesting.
Turpentine? What do you call it? Turpentine?
Turpentine.
We call it turpentine. But what I'm not telling you to take it. I'm not telling anyone to take it. But when I was growing up, whenever we got sick, we took castor oil and turpentine, and we felt better the next day.
It would take until the next day, at least, to recover from castor oil and turpentine.
I'm not telling anybody to take that. I'm not a doctor. I'm just saying what we did in the old school, in the old days. All right?
Scary.
The turpentine?
Both.
Amazing. 888-775. Well, I hope you feel better.
Thank you. Me too.
Why don't you go home?
I might. We'll see.
888-7753. Poor Hayward
Beta.
What?
Alpha.
Alpha male don't get sick, buddy. Only beta males. And you up here feeling queasy. Oh, beta. Anyway, where am I? Let me go and talk to Kristen out of Canada. You've been waiting a while. Kristen, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing?
All is well.
Can I get a beta?
Is it what now?
I was saying, can I get a beta?
Are you a beta? Don't be
a
beta.
Not a beta.
Right on.
No. I'm just saying, I just want to say you guys are doing a beautiful job. And
thank you.
Beautiful day, Oak. But I just wanted to ask your opinion on the new Pope, or Leo.
You know, I don't understand this Pope, to be honest. First of all, I don't know what a Pope is for and why he's even necessary. Secondly, they say he was born in Chicago, in the U.S. of A., and yet he doesn't speak English. I've never heard him speak English. If he does speak, I've not heard it. And then it appears, I don't know yet, but it appears that he's a liberal pope. What the?
Yeah, what the?
So I don't know why they even need a pope, to be honest. All he does is wave from the window of his home, from the balcony of his home, and then he goes out and he shakes people's hands. And then
gets that ring, eh?
Right, and then that's it.
Yeah. So I'm confused as you are, too. So.
Yeah, I just don't know.
But, yeah, it's like hails from, like, where Obama came from and Chicago, right? So.
Right. So I don't understand the necessary report. Thank you, Kristen. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks, Jesse.
All right, buddy. What are you saying, James?
Drudge said that Pope Leo condemned capitalism.
Really? I know he seems to be liberal again. Another liberal pope.
Yeah.
What, Drudge still around?
Yeah.
I have not heard from Drudge in years.
I know. He seemed to have fallen off. He fell off after he went anti-Trump in people's perceptions.
So he's not for Trump?
He seems to be iffy on the Trump question.
Oh.
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, hey, Drudge. Hey. I didn't know he was still around.
I don't know if he's running it or somebody else or what.
Right.
Yeah.
Let me go to Wayne. That's a line open. 888-7753-773. Wayne out of Texas. Wayne, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How are we doing today?
All is well, Wayne.
Yeah, I'm having an amazing time over here.
Right on.
I started doing the silent prayer, and I am at the point where I'm experiencing life without thoughts.
Are you on a speaker way?
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm not on a speaker.
What, you on a Bluetooth?
On the regular phone.
Oh, okay. That's better. So you started to experience life without thoughts?
Yeah. The other morning I woke up, I was able to brush my teeth, take a shower, and all that stuff without getting jabbed.
Right on.
Isn't that something?
Amazing. If you stay with that, so...
I've been married for about 24 years.
Uh-huh.
And I just woke up about 2 years ago.
That's amazing.
But my wife is not awake yet, so I don't even know if she's going to be awake ever.
Yeah.
But it's funny how I can handle her now, you know. I mean, she comes and she accuses me of things that I haven't done and all that stuff like that. And it's just like water off a duck's back. But I fear that it's never going to change.
Well, the beauty is she can stay in her hell and die in her hell. You work on you, and you can warn her, hey, wife, you're in hell. You got to drop this anger. You got to work on yourself. But if she doesn't want it, leave her to misery, leave her to hell, and you continue to work on you.
Yeah, I continue to work on myself, and she doesn't affect me. I don't get sad. When I was in the fallen state and she would talk to me, boy, my heart would be running like 100,000 miles an hour and be scared and all that stuff. But now all the fear has gone away.
That's amazing, man. I totally understand. It gets better, Wayne, if you stay with it, stay with it. And those moments you had with no thoughts and there was nothing but peace, that get better too, man. It's going to blow your mind.
Yes, I mean, but she's living in hell, man. I feel sorry for her. She's all upset and anxious and everything, you know. The other day she was suicidal and all, trying to see if I would jump and try and help her or something like that. She didn't do anything.
She was suicidal? You said she was suicidal?
Yeah, she just said it. I think she was just trying to get a rise out of me.
Uh-huh. And what'd you do when she said, I'm suicidal?
No, she said, I'm going to kill myself. I'm going to take some pills. I didn't respond or anything. And I never heard about that again. So.
Right on, man.
But it's going pretty good, man. I'm even keeled. I'm not happy. I'm not sad. I'm just chilling, doing my thing. Doing the silent prayer every morning, every night. I forgave my mom, forgave my dad. I went up to my mom and forgave her and everything. And it's amazing. I didn't believe this was possible, to live without thoughts.
Most people don't even know that you're supposed to live without thoughts. They think that you're supposed to live with thought, even though they're miserable living that way. They don't know that you can live without it. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's amazing. And I want to say that the Bible speaks about God renting the veil, and I think the veil of thoughts, man. Once you in the thoughts, the veil is up.
Yeah.
So once you get rid of thoughts, and not so much get rid of thoughts, just realizing that they're not your own.
Yeah.
They're going to come, but they don't affect you because you know that's not me. You know, I would not tell myself jump off a building or something like that.
That's right,
and
man.
That's like renting the veil.
Well, you're right in that you're not a beta male. You're an alpha male, man. What the?
and then in renting the veil, it seems like I remember the other night I had a nice dream. I was lifting off my body. I was running. I was like lifting to the ceiling. And then it was phenomenal. And then a thought came and my body pulled me right back.
Right back
it. I lost it.
Yeah. Well, you stay with it, Wayne.
These nice dreams. Anyway, let me let you go.
Yeah, stay with it, man.
Thanks for all the work you've done.
Stay with it, Wayne.
I will. Thanks, right. Jesse.
Thank you, buddy. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me go to first-time caller out of Gary. Indiana. Gary, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. JLP.
Right on.
Now, I got nothing but a lot of problems.
You got a lot of problems?
Problem.
Like what?
Like I'm trying to raise a family, right? But my belief is closer to your belief about God.
Right.
So when I go to work, I got nothing but problems because people talk to you, you know, and they say the wrong stuff as far as I'm concerned. You know, you ain't going to get me to believe in global change or whatever it is. You ain't going to get me to believe in too much they believe in, but they want to talk to me, but I can't talk to them. That's the problem, right?
Yep.
Oh, I thought I was crazy.
But what'd you do, though? So you said they want to talk to you about those things, but they don't want you to talk to them, disagree with them about those things, right?
Yes. They want me to fall for deception.
Right.
They want me to be like them. They want me to go to hell with them. Let me just be honest.
Right. But what you
and
do...
And I'm not doing
it. Right. And so what you do is just don't even have a discussion with them about it. Don't argue about it. If you can't have a back and forth normal discussion about it, then just don't have a discussion about it at all. You don't have to talk to them about it.
Sir, I work in a, I'll tell you where I work. I work in a VA and I'm a people person. I'm talking about people, just everybody, even patients, anybody. If you say the wrong thing to me, see, I've been to the Air Force, Navy, and Army. Now, I might have just told everybody here who I am, but...
Well, don't say who you are.
Right. I just did too much, but it's all right, because I'm through. These people want to fight, and I can tell.
How old are you?
I'm 60.
Oh, okay. Well,
but I'm thinking about joining Marines.
Really?
Yeah. I told you I got problems.
Amazing.
But check us out. See, I did not take that shot either. So, you know, I've been spending a long time wondering when I'm going to lose my job, you know.
Are you going to ever retire?
Yeah. As soon as I can. I haven't been to work in the last 2 years.
And why not?
Because I'm a fighter, too. You know, I'm a natural man, which...
Why have you gone to work?
I got a problem. I only know... Huh?
Why have you gone to work?
I'm telling you, when they say the wrong thing, I have a problem with the bosses, the police, on staff. I've been they done grabbed me. They done stopped my movement. Took me hostage the way I feel, you know, and they've been abusing me. So I decided I better just call off until they fired me. But I'm going to tell everybody exactly what's been going on and how I feel. Because I've been hurt and I've been scared because I'm raising a family too, you know. And I'm broke. So
how old are you?
I'm having it tough, but the fight is on.
How old are your children?
Well, my children are grown, but I'm raising two of my grandkids, you know. My wife's Japanese, so of course I'm having a problem there. They're more liberal, you know, than anybody.
And so you and your wife have issues because you're conservative and she's liberal?
Yeah. I mean, since COVID hit, well, actually, I went a little crazy 2 years before that. I was kicking people out of my life, and I was like, man, what's going on? My brothers and sisters won't even talk to me now because I'm tired of playing. These people want me to go to hell with them, and I keep telling them I'm a son of Christ. I advise you to stand down.
Let me tell you this, because of time, make sure you stay away from anger. Don't let them get you angry and you'll be fine.
Well, I'm going to call you back because we really didn't get around to nothing yet.
Okay.
But I disagree with you about anger.
Hold on. Back in a moment.
Have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this.
I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Okay, folks, welcome back. 888-7753-773. We need your support. And I've been told by myself, I need to remind the people, help us out, make a donation. We got bills to pay. It takes money to do what we do. And a lot of you around the world are being helped. And you mean well, but it just didn't occur to you, oh, I need to make a donation. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate. RebuildingTheMan.com/donate or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And if you need counseling, we have the best counseling service on this side of heaven, the best, right? So if you family individual counseling, you can go to RebuildingTheMan.com/donate. Just RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663 to make a appointment. And be patient because I am booked. But what happens is sometimes people reschedule or they may cancel and we'll let the next person in line know. And we'll get you in as soon as possible, all right? Family and individual counseling. And so support us on social media and all over. 888-7753-773. Let me go quickly back to Gary out of a first-time call out of Indiana. Gary, you say you disagree with me about anger and some other thing. Go ahead.
Well, sir, really, the thing about anger, my personal belief is my father didn't give me fear. Well, I get scared, but he don't give me that type of fear while I run from anything. And if somebody break in my house, I don't think I'm going to blow them back out of here with being happy. I'm going to be a little angry because they made me do something I didn't want to do.
Well, I'm not talking about you should physically take care of yourself, be aware, but I'm talking about that inner anger that in your mind and emotions that makes you feel good, it makes you feel bad, makes you feel afraid, makes you feel lonely, makes you feel these things. It's that type of anger you should not have. That anger is evil.
Okay. I can't argue with that because I can't dissect it, you know, enough to figure out what you're really saying about it. But
Okay.
Do you sometimes have inner fear? You feel fear and you don't know why?
Yeah.
And where does that come from?
I don't know why.
Right.
You gave the answer.
And when you get that, what do you do?
When I get that inner, I just walk. You know what I'm struggling and why I think I took these last couple years off is because I'm trying to walk by faith. You know, a lot of people say love is the greatest, you know, power or whatever. I think it's truth. You just got to tell the truth no matter what. And that's because Jesus said he's the way, the truth, and the life, right?
Do you want to overcome your anger that you don't know where it comes from and blah, blah, blah? Do you want to overcome that?
I'm not certain because I want to be like David and Samson, all them.
Do you believe that God give you the spirit of anger, of fear?
I think God give me everything he think I need at the moment.
Do you believe he give you the spirit of fear?
Yes, sir. I believe God give me the spirit of fear because I better fear him, number one. And that's what I do. That's why I can't change because I fear God too much.
But God never told you to fear him.
Huh?
God has never told you to fear him.
Well,
fear God and he didn't tell you to fear him? How
you
do
know
you
know why I fear? Go ahead.
Why do you fear God?
I fear God because God is the one I'm going to stand in front of. And he's going to say, depart from me. I never knew you. Well, I'm walking around here thinking I'm doing the right thing. And who wants to get up there? And that's what he say after you live this life and you don't know for sure.
But
I
he
don't
told
know for
you,
sure because you.
But he told you that he did not give you the spirit of fear.
Is a fear. Okay, I don't know the whole Bible, but I've been seeing some stuff that scares me anymore. You take like Revelation. You know much about it?
Yeah, a lot. Not a whole lot, but enough.
Yeah, that's like me, but I see things, man. And
let me ask you this because of time. Do you want to overcome the spirit of fear?
I'm not certain. I think you need everything. If I lose fear, I might run out in front of a car in the street. I don't know.
Why do you say that?
Because if I ain't scared, I'll just walk out there. I don't know, sir.
But you're supposed to be aware of walking across the road, you know, you're supposed to be conscious of that. But the spirit of fear that you have and you don't know where it come from, do you want to overcome that?
Yeah, I would like that. I can't say yes. You're trying to get me to say yes.
No, I'm not trying to get you to say yeah. I'm trying to find out what you want.
I just want, what I want is to just be able to raise my family and serve my God. That's what I want.
And are you able to raise your family?
If I lose my job, who knows? But I got to, that's why I'm talking about this faith thing. I got to get this faith thing correct.
But you haven't lost your job, so what kind of problem are you having in raising your family?
Well, like I said, my wife's Japanese, so she'll never understand what she lives Japanese way. She don't see all the problems going on and how my grandkids are not safe. If they can't go to school, you know, without coming home in a dress, and then who's going to go to penitentiary or what's going to happen, you know? Cause I'm not going to watch my kid go off and then come home. I try getting a baseball glove, and he tell me now I wear my dress.
Well, why don't you let your children?
So I need fear, and I need anger. I need everything to raise these kids, because if I just, what am I going to do if I ain't fearful or angry?
Gary.
I can't go alone. Huh?
Gary. Why don't you let your children raise their own children? Why are you raising them?
Because my children already on the other side. I got problems at home, too. I stay in my room, man, where I'm safe. I leave my room. Somebody going to say something stupid. So I say, well, I don't want to hurt nobody. I'm going to just stay away from everybody if I can. But I got to go to work, right?
Yeah.
So how am I going to put, that's why I called you for. How you tell me, how am I going to pull this off? You can't tell a grown man, don't say nothing if somebody else thinks, no, I'm grown. I am an alpha. I heard you. You said alpha and beta. I am an alpha, and I'll tell anybody, and that's the problem.
Why don't you let your children raise their own children and you and your wife live your lives? Now that you raise your children, why are you raising your grandchildren?
You know, I was gonna we ain't got much time. I was gonna tell you a fairy tale too. This is real life, man. I got to raise these kids. I can't play this game. I know my daughter's crazy. I know that some gun. I sent her to college, she didn't even complete it. So I know who's gonna trust her judgment but my wife.
Oh, so you're raising your daughter's children.
And my daughter.
Oh, your daughter live there too?
Yeah.
And she's an adult now, why are you letting her stay there?
Man, they called the police on me. And they didn't take me to jail, but they could have hit me with domestic. And I said, girl, you getting out of here. And I took her to court. Next thing you know, my wife's sitting over there with her. And the judge told me, said, well, if she says she can stay, so what do you want me to do?
So you
I ain't gonna go to penitentiary over that.
So you wanted your daughter to leave. You took her to court. But your wife said, no, she got to stay?
Exactly.
And the judge agreed with your wife?
Exactly.
That's amazing.
And them two ain't even talking. They don't need to be talking. My wife's crazy, though, and I know it. She always been crazy, but she's mine.
How long you been married?
Like I gave her, huh?
How long you been married?
30 years.
Whoa. So
this
you've been...
thing fell apart about 7 years ago.
It fell apart?
Well, I'll tell you, I start running everybody out of my life. I start getting angry if you say the wrong thing. Biden's the best president. That's the spurn of the serpent right there you're looking at and don't even know it. And they're using witchcraft and everything. You notice how they use their hands a lot when they talk?
Who?
Like the bouncing, huh?
Who?
Democrats.
Oh, let me ask, why your marriage fell apart?
Because of this daughter thing. Well, really it's because I believe God done marked his people too. Everybody know if you don't accept Christ, you pretty much got the 3 sixes. You don't accept your daddy. I believe God done marked his people. And yeah. So you can't tell me he hasn't, because there's a lot of people like me and I know it.
Amazing.
And we can't say nothing, or you in a fight, you go in jail. And see, that's another thing.
How you feel about your wife?
Huh?
How do you feel about your wife?
Well, now, she done moved out of the bedroom, right? We got a big home, not a big home, but 3 bedrooms, 4. She moved in another room. We don't talk. It's been about 2 or 3 years. And I know she crazy, but she trying to make me crazy, so I don't talk to her.
You haven't talked to your wife in three years or so? You live in the same house?
Exactly. And daughter, too.
You know,
and my daughter brought some old boyfriend around here. I told him, you don't talk to me either. Oh, none of y'all talk to me.
Do you have other children as well?
Well, I have a stepdaughter, and I kicked her out about 7 years ago because of the same reason.
Yeah. What a mess.
Ain't it beautiful? Amen.
Gary, call me. I'm going to have to run because I'm tired. Call me again.
Right. All right, I will, sir.
All right, buddy.
All right, I'll see you.
Bye. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Super chat.
Super chat.
So, Nick, the anchor baby, going to do the super chat. Hey, is not feeling well. Y'all heard him say he didn't feel well, so he had to go and take a relax for a minute there. So, Nick is going to do the super chat.
Steven.
Super.
Yeah, we got Steven here. Some generous coffee says, Joel, don't understand that white South Africans have the same West European roots as Americans. The same roots in Christianity, freedom, and responsibility. Unlike, for example, Muslims or Hindus, their culture is perfectly compatible with America's. It's not culture, it's color. I mean, it's not color, it's culture, he said.
Amazing.
Love y'all.
Thank you. He's responded to this past Friday. We had a discussion with my experts, Joel and others, about these. There's some white people were brought from South Africa to America. 59 people, I think. And there are other black people who are mad about it. And so we had an amazing, interesting discussion about that on Friday. You can podcast that show, all right? Podcast it. It was amazing. Check it out. Thank you.
Lin Yan Chin says, Joel, Friday TV, you are womaning out. Focus your mind not on misplaced compassion for the lesser, but focus on enhancing America, the nation, before pooling more POC here. Cultivate calmness, as I taught.
Amazing. Thank you.
Barely Bryant says, I am done with black flu. I got the fatigue o' to black. I feel it might be terminal, stage 4. Well, with one exception, the JLP show crew.
There you go. Well, thank you, but we did this report on Friday where people fatigue with the black. They're done with them. All races are now done with the blacks. They're just fed up. They can't work with them. They can't talk to them. They're so violent and out of control and always cry racism and victimhood. And the people are just fed up with it now. And so they're fatigued. We talked about that on Friday, too. Check that out. Thank you.
Roadrunner Numb says Joel can't compare the contrast between Hispanic versus South African white refugees. One is persecuted over race. The other is dealing with crime of own people.
Also, over in South Africa, the government, which is controlled predominantly by black people, are making laws and things that taking away the white man's land without compensation. There's a genocide happening on the over there in South Africa against the whites. They're being killed, and nobody's helping them. And so this is like really refugee status. The other stuff is just make-believe. Those people ain't got no refugee status. But amazing. Thank you.
Glenn with some super chat says this agenda was started by Lyndon Johnson, 1965.
Which agenda?
I'm not sure exactly what they were referring to.
Okay, I don't know either.
Lyndon Johnson, I believe, was a...
I know that he was a Democrat.
Yeah.
And that he gave the black people government program under the support of the headings of the black civil rights movement. They wanted that for the blacks, too, because they wanted to have control of the blacks so that the blacks can vote for them and they can make money off of using blacks' so-called victimhood status thing. So Lyndon Johnson like, okay, bring them over to the Democratic Party. I'll take care of them for 400 years. And that's happening right now. Amazing. Thank you.
Aiden Birch says, Jesse, when are you going to upload your songs to Spotify or YouTube?
I hadn't thought of that, but we'll
check it
out.
There's a playlist on the YouTube channel with some of the songs you may have heard that people have made with your voice.
Thank you. On where? Spotify?
On the Jesse Lee Peterson YouTube channel. There should be a playlist.
YouTube channel. Thank you. Check it out. I appreciate your suggestion, too. Thank you.
Taker Fan Forever bought a coffee, says, you know how we have black fatigue? Does anyone else have immigrant fatigue? I just care about Americans only at this point.
America first. Making America great again. Absolutely.
Jessica with a coffee says, difference between this group of asylum seekers is the fact they didn't want to leave their country. They literally had no choice because they were going to be killed. They just come for a handout. That's why they come the wrong way. Perfect example of right and wrong way to do things.
That is a perfect, perfect explanation, Jessica, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right on, yes. They were forced out. They didn't want to leave their country. Unlike the illegal aliens. Good point. Thank you.
Base Nation says, ask Maze what's so bad with being an N-word since she's so offended by it.
Maze is offended by the N-word?
According to Base Nation. And I want you to ask what's so bad with being an N-word.
Okay, I ask the next time Maze call. Amazing, thank you.
Hayden says, if we cash at Maze, will she say, you fish-eyed fool? I don't think she did. But nice try.
Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet, let me see. Make sure I'm reading the correct words here.
I mean, yeah. Let's stop there.
I think I am, but we can stop there.
And then we'll come back. Don't forget where you stop. I'm looking at the clock. When we come back, I want to take some calls. And we'll come back to the Super Chats, all right? Thank you all so much. And Hank is not well right now. He got sick all of a sudden, I guess. And Nick is doing the Super Chat, so we'll be patient with Nick because he's running the board. He wasn't aware of the Super Chat, so he got to figure that out. And then he got to do the hate news. Not the fake news, but the hate news. What? I told you Nick has energy given to him by God. Let me go to Angie out of Washington. Angie, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, I got to get you off speaker.
Yes.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Angie. How are you?
Morning. I'm good. I'm good.
No,
I'm well.
No woman is good, but all is well.
I'm well. Yeah, I'm just getting a little pissed off with all this Biden having cancer. I don't believe it for a second. My mama had aggressive bone cancer, really. And when it hit her, she died in 3 days. There's no way he has aggressive form of cancer in his bones.
So she died in 3 days when you died.
In 3 days.
Discovered that she had bone cancer?
Right, yeah. Well, her cancer was in her breast, went to her liver, and it went to her bones.
Wow.
And, yeah, it was amazing. Terrible to watch. Yeah. And, you know, he's only semi-conscious anyways, but he should be lying half dead in a bed. I don't believe it.
Well, I said, I don't know what to believe when they say things about Biden now because they've been lying for so long about him.
Yeah.
And so you just don't know what to. But I wish him well, whatever it is.
Yeah, whatever it is. You know, and I lost my leg. I'm diabetic. You know, I'm one-legged Angie, if you remember me.
I do, Angie. I remember you couldn't walk, and then you got up and walked.
Yep, I did a bunch of laundry last night, walking around.
Right on. That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, but I got an infection in my bone. That's why I lost my leg. So I don't believe he has this bone cancer. I don't believe it. I think it's sickening. It really pisses me off.
Well, don't be ticked. Don't be ticked about it. It's enough not to know if it's true or not. Because if it is true, it doesn't matter to you. And if it's not true, it doesn't matter.
Not really.
Yeah, but yeah, so don't be ticked about it. I just don't. You can't trust the media anymore. And especially the liberal media. So I just don't know what to think about it. And I do wish him well if he does have it.
Well, yeah, I mean, but he would be half dead. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Right. And then, you know, this jailbreak, you know, all these women in charge. It's stupid.
Yeah.
Women are weak. You know, how do 10 prisoners escape at once?
You're right. They had 10 people.
I went to jail for stealing tampons for 10 days back in the day. And they checked us every hour. They room check every hour.
Right.
We had to do a count. But so what the fuck?
You know, you make a good point, Angie. Now that they are putting these women in leadership role, everything is falling apart. It's not getting better. It's only getting worse.
It is. And, you know, the woman who resigned immediately in front of Senator Cruz and Senator Valley in charge of the Secret Service, Trump got shot.
Amazing.
What the hell? You know, what the hell?
What a mess. I'm not familiar with that, but what a mess. Angie, I got to take a break. Call me again.
I will. You have a great day.
You too, Angie. Stay with it.
You know, I'm 32 years old.
Back in a moment. Hate news, not the fake news. One more hour to go.
I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
got Nick news, not Hake news. We're coming back to the third hour with the Jesse Lee Peterson show. But a little bit of news up until then. We're doing this live, okay, folks? But a little bit of interesting news for you. You know, starting it off here with Welcome to America. Honestly, where you have a reality TV show, Determine Your Life. They're considering a reality TV show, a possible reality TV show, to where immigrants compete for citizenship. Will you accept this? Called Certificate of Naturalization, like some kind of bachelor parody show or something like that. What's going on with Kristi Noem? She's running the DHS, right? What's she thinking here? But there, it's confirmed. The ladies at the Skim are confirming it's the DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, is considering the idea. Behind the pitch is Rob Warsoff, a producer who's worked on Duck Dynasty and The Millionaire Matchmaker. He wants to make a show where immigrants compete in challenges based on American traditions. And that could mean working on an assembly line or panning for gold like they did in California. And according to a pitch deck reviewed by the Wall Street Journal, Warsoff claims no one will be penalized or deported if you do the show. So you can imagine all sorts of people running up to become America's next citizen. I'm sure the proposal sparked much backlash. The Skim reports the proposal sparked bipartisan backlash, with critics calling the concept exploitative and cruel. The show idea surfaces as Donald Trump enforces a tougher immigration agenda and the Supreme Court weighs the future of birthright citizenship. I say get rid of that. I'm pulling up the ladder. I'm sorry, anchor babies. It's over. DHS Secretary Kristi Noem has embraced publicity tactics for hardline policies. From memes, videos, and touring El Salvador's controversial mega prison. Warsaw, for his part, says he's not minimizing the stakes for immigrants, adding the show is not the Hunger Games. He says it's not the Hunger Games, folks. We just need to be reminded of how proud and how much of an honor it is to be an American. Definitely creative ideas, right? Going to CNN for this one, we have what they're covering is what they're calling a high-stakes call with the Putin. You know, one-third of the dream team, the latest on Trump's presidency as he's set to speak to Putin about the Ukraine war. President Donald Trump is speaking with Russian President Vladimir Putin by phone this morning, according to a U.S. official, a day after top administration officials met with Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky in Rome. Trump will ask Putin if he is serious about peace, Vice President J.D. Vance told reporters today. As the White House noted that the U.S. president has grown weary and frustrated with both sides and wants the conflict to end. Trump is also set to participate in a call with Zelensky and NATO members today as well. Big moves in the global stage. Trump's agenda, CNN reports, is House Republican leaders are still trying to resolve major internal battles over Trump's massive domestic policy bill, even as House Speaker Mike Johnson is engaged in last-ditch negotiations to win over GOP members before an unexpected floor vote later this week. Among the major unresolved issues is the time frame over when the new Medicaid work requirements would begin and whether to change Medicaid's federal-state cost-sharing program. So duking it out in the, you know, who knows, will anything happen? It's like seems only Trump is the one making stuff happen. And the final thing here, the controversy behind Joe Biden's diagnosis. Many are already speculating. They're asking America First reporters, asking, did they hide Joe Biden's diagnosis from Biden himself? But it's about Joe Biden's aggressive prostate cancer diagnosis, as you've heard, with metastasis to the bone. This is from America First report on Revolver. Jesse's asking me off camera, but that is the controversy, and they're about Joe Biden's cancer diagnosis. We're wishing him well, I'm sure, as some have called him America's second greatest president, and I'm sure we're all wondering where that man who said that is right now. He's fine, but Jesse Lee Peterson's coming back for the third hour. The third hour of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show.
to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. What you can get involved by calling 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, a brand new biblical question. Which do you prefer, anger or understanding? You cannot have both. Which do you prefer, anger or understanding? You cannot have both. Which you prefer? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're moving about and you just can't sit and watch the show, we have a way. You can still listen to the show as it is happening. You can podcast, but you can listen on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. It's the third hour of Monday. We take all calls on Mondays, but we take the ladies' call first as they come in on Mondays. We take them all the time, ladies, but on Mondays, Mondays is and will always be Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
That's right. One thing for sure and without a doubt. For sure and without a doubt. You've been lied to as to how to live. You've been lied to. You, me, everybody been lied to as to how to live. And if you notice, you can prove this to yourself that you have not been able to live up to what you've been told. Nobody has been able to live up to what they've been told. You've been told to believe in God. You have not been able to believe in God. You have been told to have faith in God. You have no faith in God. You have been told to love one another. You have no love, period. Not only for yourself, but no one else, including your children, your wife, your husband, your children. You have been told to love your enemy. You hate your enemy. You have been told that to be ambitious in life, get a job, get married, raise children, buy a house, and all that, be loved, you have not been able to do any of those things in your whole life. You have been told to have morals and values You have none. You tried to have morals. You tried to have values. You tried to love. You tried not to be angry. And some of you tried to be angry because you told that anger is good. But you have not been able to live up to anything that you've been told. Oh, you went to college, you got a job, but you're stressed out. You have no peace. I want you to know, you, no matter who you are, where you are, how old, how young, how rich or how poor, whatever, you have perfect peace right now. At this very moment, if you wanted it. And the only reason you don't have perfect peace right now, you don't want it. Really, you just don't. You love your misery. You love the thrill of your worries, doubts, insecurities, jealousies, envy, strife, blaming other people, victimhood, suicidal thoughts, trying to be somebody, trying to be like others. All that. You love that. And you would not give it up if you had to. You don't know that if you forget all that you've been taught, lay it down, give up your values and morals, morals and values, whatever you want to call it, you don't have any anyway, it don't work. You can be free and live a perfect life. You got to drop the anger, though. But it's up to you. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Charles out of Maryland. Charles, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well, Charles.
Yeah, I've been listening to you for a while. And, you know, I know, you know, you have a great sense of humor. And when you said that women were evil, I thought you were sort of joking. But I'm starting to believe it's really true.
And why are you starting to believe that?
Well, because I stopped having sex with them and I really started listening to them. And I see that when you really try to have a serious or well, let me go back. I'm courting right now because I'm dating. So I'm dating for the potential of marriage. And so the last few women I've been out with, when you put the sex to the side, it's like, you know, you really listen to them. And a lot of them, they want so much control.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, they say they want a man to lead them, but when you really talk to them, they really don't. It's like they want a man that they can beat on. Not physically, but just, you know, a man who they can control. So I guess my question to you is it pretty much that's just majority of the women, or is it just, you know, is it like finding a needle in a haystack as far as trying to find a woman to actually make a wife?
That's a good question. Let me ask first, and then I'll respond to that question. Why are you dating to marry?
Well, that's the only way I can find a wife. I mean, I you know, it's traditionally in America, that's what we do. We date to find a wife.
But why
well,
are
I guess
you?
I'm just going off. You said why?
No, you going off what?
Tradition, just you know, normal tradition.
Oh, okay. And have you been married before?
No. I'm 43 and never been married. No children.
Oh, okay. First of all, I want you to know you're making a horrible mistake in that you're dating to marry. You're making a horrible mistake by looking for a woman. And I promise you this. Every woman you find will be the wrong one. It's not going to work. You're not supposed to be looking for anything but truth. But God.
Oh, God.
Put first to seek what is right. Overcome your hell. And if it's meant for you to have a wife, don't overcome your hell because you want a wife. You overcome your hell because you're tired. You don't want to live in hell anymore, misery. And
right.
And the truth, when you put that before anything else, if you need to be married or want to be married, mm-hmm. He would add a wife unto you, and it'll be the right one. But you should not be looking for that. You should not be dating to get married. And there's nothing wrong with dating so you can learn how to deal with women. But don't look for a wife because you're putting that before what is right. And you will always find the wrong one. Every man on earth have always found the wrong woman because he put that before the truth.
Wow, okay. So you say the truth, you're saying is just seek God.
Yes.
And okay. And don't, so you're saying dating is not bad, but don't date for marriage?
Right. Don't date.
Okay, so.
Don't date to get married. Don't date to look for a woman. You're just dating so you learn how to deal with women. You know what I mean?
Okay. I see what you're saying. So date is just not, well, I'm learning how to deal with them is that when you see that something's not right, you just keep it moving.
Right on. Absolutely. And don't be angry at them. They can't help it. Their mothers have passed their identity on to them. But you're right. Just date and just move on. When it doesn't work out, the date doesn't work out, move on. No big deal.
Okay, right. I'm gonna take that advice. Thank you.
Yeah, but don't date looking for a wife. Mm-hmm. There's a rule that you cannot break if you want perfect peace in life, and that number one rule is seek first the kingdom of God, and all will be added unto you. That's the only way life's gonna work.
Yes, sir. I agree. Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna take that approach, man. I thank you.
Have you forgiven your mother?
Well, I would probably say not so much forgiving her, but I understand why she was the way she was with me. But I don't know if I fully forgave her.
Why haven't you gone to her and forgiven her for what she's done to you?
Because she don't know how to take any kind of criticism that's not pointing towards her. That's pointing towards her, excuse me.
Meaning what?
Gonna get into a little irate. I did the best I could, and you was a bad kid. Da, da, da. So I don't feel like getting into all that.
but forgiveness is what set you free from her. And you gotta face her and forgive her. Apologize to her for being angry, for what, because she turned you away from your father. She imposed a will on you. She couldn't help herself. Her mother did it to her and so on and so on. But when you forgive her, hey, mother, I'm sorry for resenting you for what you've done to me. And I realize now you can't help yourself. And when you do that, God will forgive you, and he's going to take your mother's identity away from you. Your mindset and your emotions are that of your mother. And every woman you meet, because you love what you hate your mother. And every woman you meet will be your mother. But when you forgive her, God will forgive you, and you will not be attracted to that mother spirit inside of other women. And if you do get married, it'll be the right woman. But you won't be able to help it until you forgive your mother. And when you go and forgive her, you a bad child. I did my best. I can't believe you. It's your father. Let her say whatever she want. Don't argue with her. Just say, hey, I just want to tell you I'm sorry for what you've done to me. I'm wrong for being angry at you, and move on with your life. But you got to face your mother, man.
Okay. I mean, I had no problem doing it. It's just, I never really been told to do it. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. And if she get mad, that's on her. Don't try to prove it. Let her say whatever she want. She is in denial about her wrongdoing, and you can't do anything about that. So let your mother suffer to hell. You forgive her and move on.
Okay. Can I ask you one more question?
Yes.
How do you want to move on? I know you said forgive your mom, but how do you forgive yourself also for, because I've used a lot of women, not a lot, but, you know, I've used women in the past too. And now that I've, you know, I'm more conscious about how I've treated people in the past. How do I move on from that as well? Like whether it was using someone for sex or just not being very thoughtful, you know, breaking female hearts and stuff like that. Like, How do you?
When you say you use them, you give me an example of how you use them. What you mean by that?
Well, I feel like any man that has sex with a woman outside of marriage uses them.
Yeah, that's true. 100%.
So
you want to know how you move on from that?
Well, because sometimes I just feel guilt for some things that I've done. And I don't know where it comes from, but it's like, you know, I think of things I've done in the past. And I'm like, man, I've really mistreated this young lady. Not saying, look, I mean, you know, I didn't have to put a gun to their head for them to spread their legs, but you get what I'm saying.
I do.
I guess now I'm looking at it as a man, I look at it like I'm always held accountable. Like, I don't want to ever put the woman equal with me. So as a man, I'm held accountable to God for everything I do. So I was the head of that, you know, that choice that I made. So sometimes I just feel guilt. And I know it's,
and when you say you feel guilt, who's feeling the guilt?
Me, like internally, I feel it.
And who are you?
According to you, I'm nobody. I'm not that important.
But who are you that you're feeling guilt? Who is the you that you're talking about?
The inner me. I guess my peace. My peace is broken.
Right.
So that's that part of me.
But your peace is only broken because you have not forgiven your mother and father. That's what I'm saying. And the reason I'm asking this is because what I want you to know, there is no you to feel guilty. You have never done anything wrong, which is easy for you to accept.
Mm-hmm.
You are a sinner, or all your sins have been forgiven.
It's easy for me to accept that, honestly, that I'm a sinner.
It's easy.
I know.
It's easy for you to accept that you are a sinner rather than all of your sins have been forgiven.
Yes.
And why is it easy for you to accept that you're a sinner?
Because to me, that's my nature is to do what's pleasing to the flesh, and I know that's all sin. And even though I know I'm forgiven, because I hear that terminology a lot, like I'm forgiven, it's still like I can't let it go for some reason. I can't explain it to you. I wish I could put it in better words, but it's like I can accept that I'm not good. I can accept that because I know that. But it's hard for me to accept that those things have been wiped away. Even though I know it is, but I guess my feelings is that it's still, I don't know. I can't really put it in the right words, but.
You want to let it go? You can let it go right now if you want to.
Oh yeah. I mean, that'd be like letting off 100 pounds off me.
Want me to tell you how to let it go right now?
Yes.
Let the thoughts about it go. All you're doing is believing the lies of the thoughts. And they're reminding you of what has happened or what's going to happen. And what has happened happened then. It's not happening now. If you let go of the thoughts, you could be free. You're listening to the devil. You're listening to evil. And the evil telling you how bad you are. You use those women. You did this. And you're believing it, and it's not true. Let the thoughts and emotions go, you'll be free. All you're doing right now is living in those thoughts, believing a lie, and it has nothing to do with God. God is not into time. And if you notice the thoughts, which are evil, always tell you about what has happened in the past or what's going to happen in the future, and that's where evil lives, so it's trying to keep you there. Stop thinking about it, and you'll be free.
Okay. That sounds easy. Yeah, I just have to do it. I have to do it. I mean, it sounds very simple. I'm going to stop thinking about it. Okay.
If you notice, when you don't think about that, you don't have pain, right?
No.
It's only when you think about it.
Right.
And when you think about it, it feels like it's happening right now. But it's not. It's all an illusion. It's all an illusion. Charles, you got to let the thoughts go. Are you doing the silent prayer?
No, I've heard of it. I've never done it.
Have you forgiven your father?
No.
I'm sorry?
No.
And why not?
He just never seemed like he accepted me who I am. And he always compared me to other people, even to this day. You know, I talk to him. I mean, I don't ask him for anything. It ain't like I'm 43 to live in a basement and I got my own. But he just is like enough, you know, I'm never where he want me to be. And sometimes I just, you know, I have lots of anger towards him.
And
but I still call him. I still call him these couple days a week. I try not to, you know, I don't ice him out and just like neglect him. But yeah, he definitely, you know.
Does he call you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Every now and then, like maybe once a week or
and,
so.
And when you say he, you're never good enough. Give me an example of what you mean.
Okay. If I have, you know, me, I have a pretty decent job. He'll say, well, you know, your cousin, he went to college and he got a 4-year degree and, you know, and he got a wife. And I told you I don't have a wife or kids.
Right.
And I'm one of the few in my family that can pass on the name. So he'll say things like, oh, this person got 2 kids and he's doing good. And it's like I'm chopped liver or something. Like I'm not doing no, you know.
And so how do you feel when he says that to you?
It takes me to a place of I ain't good enough. I'm not good enough. You know, that's where it takes me at. So, yeah, it makes me feel like, you know, like, man, I don't even want to talk to this guy. That's what it makes me feel at times. But
and when you ask him about that, what does he say?
We had an we had an argument last year about it. I lashed out. And, you know, he said the same thing. Oh, you know, he never took any responsibility. He never said, hey, man, you know, look, my bad, you know, or as a father, I fell in this area. I should do things better. It's always, well, you don't come see me. You don't do this. He flipped everything on me. So it's like, man, come on, man. Just admit you're wrong, too. He doesn't admit his wrong. It's like, you know, I got to be the adult.
Amazing.
So, yeah. Yeah, that could be frustrating.
You know, I promise you this. Your father cannot help himself. His mother screwed him up as well. His father wasn't there to be an example for him. He cannot help himself. And you need to forgive your father if you want to be free. He cannot help it. That's why God said, forgive them. They know not what they do. They cannot see.
Mm-hmm.
Just as you can't see clearly. You see something because at least you know something is wrong and you want to get it right. He doesn't even know anything is wrong. Your mother doesn't.
No, he don't.
Your mother doesn't know that something is wrong. And
he don't either.
Right. And you know something is wrong with you, but you don't know how to fix it. They have the same problem. You got to forgive them, face them, and apologize for being angry at them. They could not help themselves. And I promise you, Charles, you will never need them again. You don't need their approval. You won't need their love. They can't make you feel anything. And if you talk to them, it'll be fine. If you don't, it'll be fine. But you got to overcome the anger so you can be made free. What you're feeling is not, your father is not causing you to feel that way. But what's in you is causing you to feel that way. The hell that you feel is inside of you because you're unforgiven. And if you, everything you feel about your mother, about your father, yourself, it's all in you. But the devil tell you that your father makes you feel this way. See, he's comparing you. Oh, he never said anything nice about you. He did. And then the devil makes you think your father's making you feel that way. Your father is not making you feel anything. It's in you.
Right.
And when you forgive, God would take all of that, all the hell, because that's what hell is, he would take it out of you, and nobody on earth can make you feel anything. They would not make you feel good or bad. But you got to forgive your parents.
Yeah, I agree. Like you said, I'm not one that's going to blame them. I'm just telling you the story.
Right.
But, you know, and now as I matured, as I am maturing, I realized that everything falls on me. So, my father's not making me do anything. It's just, you know.
You got to forgive them, Charles.
Yeah, I got to forgive. Yeah.
You got to tell them that.
And I will.
You got to tell them that and don't expect anything from them. Do not expect them to apologize, to admit to anything or anything. God will forgive you. And then you'll be free.
Okay. So when I see my mother, you said tell her that I forgive me for.
No, not to forgive you.
I forgive her.
Yeah, God will forgive you. Human beings don't forgive. Nobody forgive.
Okay.
God forgive. So you apologize, but when you can see that you're wrong for being angry at them, that they can't help themselves, you are playing God. And as long as you play God, you won't know God. Because anyone that has anger has hatred. And all hateful people judge. They think they know what they want. They think they know God. They think this and that because they're playing God. But when you forgive, God will forgive you, and you will never judge another person. And you won't even judge your enemy or yourself. You'll be free. And you'll enter into the heaven right here on earth.
Okay. So I can't text them. I got to tell them?
Yes. Unless you just can't talk to them and they don't want to talk to you, you can't make them talk, then you text. But it's best for you to face them either by FaceTime or if not on the phone, but whatever. You got to face them shaking in your boots so you can overcome fear.
Okay. I'm going to do it, man. Look, it's been a blessing. Thank you.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, it makes a lot of sense. No, it really do. I totally understand. I agree with it. I do. Sometimes you just got to hear from other people. You know what I mean?
Right. But you got to, if you want to be free, you got to apologize. I'm sorry for hating you or being angry at you. God, anger is hatred. I realize now you can help it. And whatever they say, that's on them. Don't react to it. And don't say, forgive me. Because it's not your fault that they did what they did to you. It's your fault as an adult that you don't forgive them. You forgive them. Right. I apologize for being angry.
Okay. Man, I called you to talk about the angry black women. Now you got me, you put me in a counseling session with my parents. Okay.
Because
I appreciate it, though.
What you don't know yet, and if you should work on yourself, you will come to know this, all of your issues are inside of you. They're not outside of you at all. And the only problem that you have is your anger, what makes you live into thoughts and emotions. You have there's no such thing as real problems. They don't even exist.
Okay. Well, like I said, I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
And do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer, so God can bring you out of your imagination. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna call you maybe about 2 weeks. I'll let you know what happened.
Absolutely. I wish you well.
All right. Thanks, sir.
All right, buddy.
Bless you.
Bye. You too. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Super chat.
Super chat.
So Nick, the anchor baby, is standing in for Hake right now with the super chat and the Hake news. And if Hake is not feeling better by the top of the hour, I gotta do Hake show today. 2 more hours. What the? We'll see though. Maybe he's feeling better at 9. We'll see. Super chat.
Of course, from Pastor Chatelet says, gifted the can. Hey Tony, more blacks are killed by abortion than anyone else. Tony agrees with Sanger. With Margaret Sanger, them blat weeds need to be removed. What the he blat?
That is such a good point, Pastor. Thank you, man. Y'all have no idea how many blacks are. It's a genocide on the black by way of abortion. You never hear anything about that. Amazing. Thank you.
Bill West with the diamond says, Miss Carnival sideshows just walk down the streets.
Thank you. Whatever that is.
Mari Ubaldo says, have a blessed weekend, everyone. Much love.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And that's all we could do for now.
Let me take a quick break. When I come back, more of your phone calls and super chats. Back in a moment. Treasure Chest is now open on D-Live. Amazing. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. So quick reminder, we have every way that you can listen and you can support and listen to the show on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. Every way to listen and support it, all right? Also, don't forget to support the show. Make a donation to rebuildingdemand.com/show. Or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-BOND. We have a brand new newsletter we just put out at no cost. You can have a copy of that. You can get it. And if you would like us to mail it to you, either call 800-411-BOND and tell us where to send it to. We need a mailing address. Or you can go to rebuildingdemand.com, rebuildingdemand.com, and request the newsletter. And a brand new episode. Well, what's going to happen now? I forgot to mention. The Haste Report is coming up at the top of this hour. But I may or may not sit in for Haste. Look like I may sit in. I don't know yet. I have to wait till the top of the hour. All of a sudden, he just didn't feel well. So he had to go and relax for a minute there. But he may feel better by 9. I don't know. And then after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. He black. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after Joel Friday TV, the American Anchor, baby. The American Anchor, baby, at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after that, a brand new episode at 2 p.m. Pacific time of Punchy TV. Watch this.
This guy on the internet is going viral. 5 years on Tinder and swiped right 2 million times and got one date.
Poor guy.
And one no spark.
And one no spark. The whole online dating world is like geared for the woman.
So man, this is advice for the men. If you're going to be on these sites, the only way to get attention is if...
I've heard of this guy in South Africa who said,
"We've not called for the killing of white people, at least for now. I can't guarantee the future."
Because they want a systematic change.
But what is his defense?
Revenge.
Amazing. That's deep. Punching TV at 11, at 2 p.m. Pacific time. You can get Punchy's coffee and everything. JesseLeePeterson.shop, all right? Let me go quickly back to the fall. Amazing day laid out for you. It's Monday. Rainy days and Mondays always build me up. What the? If you can be free, folks, it's done. And what you don't know, inside of you, you have power. All power has been given unto you at authority. But you don't know it because you're walking in darkness. You're walking in thoughts and emotions. You listen to the world instead of overcoming the world. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Keith, a first-time call out of California. Keith, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, thank you. Amazing.
Amazing.
I wanted to bring into light a couple shows I've watched about hate inside and born sinful nature. I think people get sinful nature confused because sinful nature is what we're about, but you can't just go towards sinful nature and you can't feel guilty towards your sinful nature. And I agree with what you're saying about forgiving your mother and father, because my mother and father got divorced. And as soon as I turned to Christ and stopped hating and forgave them, everything opened up inside me.
Yeah.
But you have to keep working on it because I've been married for 40 years and your shows lately helped me out because I still had something inside of me trying to project something on my wife. And one of your shows said, you can't fix her until you fix yourself. That helped me tremendously because nobody can fix anybody unless you fix yourself. And if you're walking around mad and angry, it won't work.
Yeah. Have you gone, you went and forgave your mother?
Yeah, she's in heaven. I forgave her a long time ago because, you know, she couldn't help what was going on with her.
Yeah.
And what she did, you know, it wasn't my fault.
That's right.
Anything she did or said, it wasn't my fault, you know, but I had to let go.
And how about your father?
My father was out of my life, and I just kind of let go, and I talked with him. I spoke with him. I forgave him. I had real talks with him, but I couldn't just keep it inside of me and live with it because I'd never be free. I wouldn't be able to do to my kids and treat my wife and my kids the way I needed to, even treating my fellow coworkers.
Yeah. And does your wife obey you?
Yes, sir.
Nice. You're right, Keith. You stay with it. Stay with it, man. It's only get better.
And I appreciate you because 4, 5, 6, 10 years ago, you were doing what many people were afraid to do, and you're exposing what's exactly happening right now, and it's coming out. But you just got to live life day to day and not get caught up in the thumbnails, get caught up in the you know, vengeful, angry things people say, and just take it for what it is.
Absolutely. Amazing.
Thank you, Jesse.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
All right. Take care.
All right. Amazing. Let me go to Jose out of Ohio. He's been waiting a while. Jose, thanks for calling. Thanks for holding you on the air.
Hello, sir.
Hey, Jose.
Hi, Jesse.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Oh, well, how are you?
Just amazing.
Amazing.
Amazing. I wanted to answer the biblical question.
Which do you prefer, anger or understanding? You cannot have both. Which do you prefer?
I prefer understanding.
And why is that?
I never questioned this question before. I didn't even know you can preference something like this. And I'd say I'd go with understanding rather than anger.
And why?
Because it just makes common sense for me. It fills me up. It's just, it's the right answer for me at this moment.
That's amazing, Jose.
That's right.
I really want to respond, but I got to hold it. I put my two cents in on Sunday. But thank you, man. I really appreciate that.
All right, Jesse. Have a great day.
You too, buddy. Thank you.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye now. Amazing. Let me go to first-time caller Lynn out of Utah. Lynn, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi. Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Lynn.
Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear.
Okay. How do you... Oh, gosh. If your parents have passed and you're still notice that you're suffering with anger, how do you overcome that? I've said it, you know, I forgive you in prayers, you know, and wherever they may be, they weren't Christian. They were not born again. I really don't know where they are. if they've, you know, accepted the Lord before they pass. But I feel like I never did forgive them. I thought I did, but I still have anger inside of me, and I really don't want to feel that way.
And when you say they were not born again, what do you mean? How do you know that?
I mean, they were not. How do I know? Oh, boy, I know. The last time I spoke to my father, he doesn't even, like, he was one of those people that would go to church once, you know, once a week, but that's it, and thought that that was a relationship with God, you know? He didn't have a relationship with God. I tried to talk with him about God, and he would not. He shut me down.
And how do you know they were not born again?
I don't, because I don't know what happens if there's somebody.
So then
dying.
Why do you say they were not born again?
Well, I sure hope they were. I mean, but as far as I knew, they didn't live in the same state. But it's not like I saw them very often.
And so why do you say they were not born again?
I guess I shouldn't say that. I really don't know.
And so why do you say they were not born again?
I don't know. They may have on their deathbed. I don't know, because there was no love there. If somebody was born again, wouldn't you see the fruits of the Spirit?
And so why do you say they were not born again?
Okay, that is what the fifth time. I don't know.
And are you born again?
No.
And how do you know you're not born again?
Because I think I'd have more patience and fruit in spirit.
And your question for me is what?
How do you forgive?
Do you
if somebody on the other side? How do you forgive? Like, really forgive? I've repented to the Lord and have asked over and over again, and have fasted and prayed, and I still feel like sometimes there's this anger that wells up in me.
And so you want to know, how do you forgive even if they have died, if they're dead?
Correct.
And you say that you pray and pray to God for, but it has not worked, right? So
correct.
let me ask, do you see that you're evil?
I feel like I am sometimes.
Do you see that you're evil?
Yeah, I think everybody is. If you don't have God, he's the only thing that's good. People aren't good. There's no one good but God.
Do you see that you're evil?
Yes, everybody is.
Do you see that you are evil?
Absolutely.
And what do you see about yourself that's evil?
Loss of patience, short-temperedness.
And can you help it? But be that way?
If I'm in the heat of the moment, it just comes out, it feels like.
And so can you help it? Does it seem like something else is controlling you, or you're in control?
No, I can. I feel like I can help it if I don't let myself even get to that place in the first place.
You say you feel that you can help yourself, or you can't?
If I let myself get to that point of anger, then no, I feel like it just comes out. You know what I mean? The anger, like,
Are you able to stop yourself from being angry?
Yes.
Then why don't you stop it?
Because I've already, like, said damaging things, and I would wish I could take back, you know what I mean?
But if you were in control of it, you say you can make yourself stop. Why do you say damaging things if you're in control of the anger?
Well, I mean, that's tricky, because maybe I'm not in control then.
Are you in control or not?
Well, if I'm in the heat of a moment and I'm triggered, then I guess I'm not in control.
Are you in control or not, or does something else control you?
No, I don't feel like I'm demon possessed, if that's what you're getting at.
If you're not demon possessed, how can you be evil?
What? All right, I'm lost. Okay, I'm lost totally.
You say
demon
what?
Possession is evil. What are you talking about?
Did you say you don't have demons?
No, I think people are. I don't think people can be possessed. Well, people can.
Oh, are you demon possessed?
No,
you're
influence,
not. Then how can you be
influenced? Yes,
if you're not evil, if you're not demon possessed, how can you be evil then?
Just not good. I think there is no one that's good.
And are there people?
I don't know if I want to go to the word evil.
Are you evil?
No.
Are
I'm
you
not
good?
Good?
Are you good?
No one is.
If you're not evil, I mean, if you're not good, you have to be evil. You can't be both.
No, nobody is but God. It's the God that's in me that's good. And no one's good but God. It's only God is good. If you're separate from God, everyone's evil.
Lynn, but are you evil?
If I'm separate from God, absolutely.
Lynn, are you evil?
No.
Are you good?
When God is with me, yes.
Lynn, are you good?
When Christ is in me, yes.
Lynn, are you good?
Yes.
If you're good, why do you lack patience and angry? Why do you say and do things you regret if you're good?
Because sometimes I let go of God. Sometimes I look the other way. I don't know.
What do you mean you let go of God? How can you let go of God? That doesn't mean
anything. Well, like, I mean, sometimes I am not.
Lynn, do you want to be free of your hell? You want to forgive your parents?
I do.
Then you got to see and be honest with yourself that you're evil. And until you can see and be honest that you're evil, God or Jesse or no one can help you.
Okay.
And when you can see, because anger is evil, anger is hate. When you can see that you're evil, God will allow you and cause you to forgive your parents. If they're dead, you can't go to them. Because you're going to see, just as you can't help yourself, something else is controlling you. You're going to see that they cannot help themselves, that something was controlling them. And you became like them because you became angry at them. You start to judge. Then you will be free. But if you can't admit that, God can't help you. Confess your heart is evil. That's the sin. Playing God. And you're having a rough time with that.
No, I actually have confessed my heart was evil to God before. I have.
You can see that you are evil.
Yes, I've confessed that I was evil to God, that I've done evil things. I don't think I worded it that I'm evil, though.
Do you see, Lynn, do you see that you are evil?
That's heavy. I mean, yeah, I guess if you put it that way, but that's really, wow. I guess if you can't control your anger, then that is evil. So,
Lynn,
I'll do whatever it takes to be rid of anger that I don't want in my heart. So,
Lynn, do you see that you're evil?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And what is it like seeing that you're evil?
It's ugly.
I'm sorry?
It's ugly.
And you don't want, and do you want to be evil?
No.
Your parents had the same problem. They were evil. And I don't, because they're dead, I can't ask. I don't know if they ever admitted that or not. But when you see that you're evil and the things that you're doing and have done, you can't help yourself, but something else is controlling you, then you will see that your parents could not help themselves, and that will cause you to forgive them. And when you do that, God will forgive you, and he will take the spirit of evil away from you and give you a clear mind.
Okay.
But you're having a rough time admitting that you're evil. What would happen if you admit you're evil?
Well, I just have such a good, loving marriage, and there's so much good in my life. So it's hard to say evil all the time. These things.
There's nothing good in your life.
I have a loving, wonderful husband. And
then why don't you obey him?
I do obey him.
No, you don't. Why don't you obey him if he's such a good and loving husband?
I do obey him.
No, you don't.
What don't I? You don't know. You don't live in my house.
I know for a fact you don't obey him. He may be a beta, and he's not asking anything of you, but you don't. Isn't that right?
Well, he grew up with all girls, so.
What?
He grew up with all females, so.
Right, so that's why you don't have to obey. He has no demands on you. How do you feel about him being so weak?
When he does have demands on him, I totally will give in.
How do you feel about him being so weak?
He's getting stronger. Believe me.
How do you feel about him being so weak?
I don't know how to answer that.
Yes, you do.
Love him.
You know how you feel about your husband being weak. Would you prefer him be strong or weak?
Strong.
So how do you feel about him being weak?
A little sad. I'd like him to be more Christ-like and be more, put Christ, the way that it's supposed to be, like be my leader, like be the head of household.
And so how do you feel about your husband being weak?
I don't know how to answer that.
Yes, you do. How will you ever be free when you can even be honest with you?
All right. Well, yes, of course I want him to be strong. I just want to do what God's will for me here on earth is.
And so how do you feel about him being weak?
He doesn't. I don't like it. I would prefer him being strong. I don't like him being weak.
Are you able to? I'm going to have to do the hate report, y'all. Can you hold for me, Lynn?
You have to do the what?
Hold on. I got to take a break. Will you hold on?
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Are you a mess? What a mess. Hold on, Lynn. I gotta take a break. I'm gonna do the hate report, so I'll continue for the next however long I can go. Hopefully 2 hours. Hate show is 2 hours. I'm gonna take a break. I'll be back. I'll be doing the hate show for the next 2 hours. Hank is not feeling well. All of a sudden he's bad. Hey! I'll be back in a moment. We're gonna take a quick news for the hate news, not the fake news, but Nick is going to be doing the hate news. Am I right, Nick?
No, there's no news.
Oh, no, there's no news.
We'll
oh,
just
yeah.
have a little break.
Yeah,
and,
we'll take a little break, and I'll be, go ahead.
Everybody here will get kicked on over to the hate report.
Yeah, but I'm just going to continue.
Correct.
All right, I'll be back in a moment, all right? 2 more hours to go. Back in a moment. We can be perfect just like you. I know we can find a way to man up and stand up for what's right if we give our plans up. I know we can have faith in the unseen while we stand up and get back to the way we were designed to be.
Track one time. Joel Friday here. Check. Look, stand up, stand up. We got fighting to do. We gotta show them who boss. He put a Viking in you. He put that lightning in you. Igniting the truth. But you beg and blame and lie and hate and never wanna stand for the truth. So what you planning to do? You understand in the loop? You better go talk to your mama. Better stop all the drama. Better drop all the trauma. Boy, you better stand up, man up. Put your hand up and hut, huh? Cause if you don't, then we lose, and then we gotta hear the fake news. Whoa.
Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself, so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hoop and hollering, or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at RebuildingTheMan.com/church.